President Biden's State of the Union speech last night is being called one of the all-time rowdiest. It began civilly enough with Biden complimenting Republican Kevin McCarthy, whose party now controls the House of Representatives.
Speaker, I don't want to ruin your reputation, but I look forward to working with you.
Soon after, it devolved into repeated heckling, such as this moment when far-right Republicans call Biden a liar for claiming that they plan to sunset popular programs like Social Security and Medicare to bring down debt.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal.
Our political strategists join us to talk about last night. Alice Stewart is our Republican, Bill Press, our Democrat. Hello to you both.
Hi, Scott.
Deepa. Hi, Scott.
And no heckling from either of you. Last night was not boring, right? What did you make, Bill, of the president's energy last night? We just heard the Republicans gave it to him, British Parliament style, and he gave it back.
Well, I have to tell you, I've covered a lot of State of the Unions. I don't think I've enjoyed one more than I did last night. It was entertaining. It was rowdy. And I think, you know, President Biden set a trap, basically. Look, fact, go to Rick Scott. He has proposed sunsetting Social Security and Medicare. But President pointed that out. It's not Kevin McCarthy, it's not Mitch McConnell, but some Republicans. And the Republicans walked right into the trap, and he seized the moment. I thought he responded well. He said, come down to my office, I'll give you a copy. And when they continued, he said, okay, so I guess we all agree, we're not going to cut Social Security, we're not going to cut Medicare. Let's stand up for the seniors. And everybody stood up, including Kevin McCarthy, to applaud. So in effect, we saw a deal being made last night on national television where to get the debt ceiling raised, Social Security and Medicare are off the table. So if they thought they were going to rattle Joe Biden, it was just the opposite. I thought he responded with a lot of energy.
Well, Alice, I would love your take, especially on this. Speaker McCarthy said this morning that he thought Biden tried to goad Republicans on Social Security and Medicare, both hugely popular programs. And then you have Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, she told CNN she wasn't sorry she heckled the president. She was one of those who called out liar. And she said she didn't fall into the political trap. Let's listen.
I didn't take any bait. You know, I'm a representative of the people, and that's exactly what I did last night. As a matter of fact, I got so many messages from people in my district and people across the country, it was like I won my election again.
Alice, you know, is she representative of Republicans across the country, or is she still a pretty far-right perspective?
She's pretty far-right, Deepa. And look, she says she didn't take the bait. She took the bait hook, line, and sinker. And the reality is, when the President of the United States delivers a State of the Union address in the halls of Congress, there should be a level of respect and decorum that goes along with that. And anyone who had concerns or criticism about any statements he made, there's plenty of opportunity after the speech to make those. But it is extremely important to point out the fact. My friend Bill likes to talk about the facts related to this. McCarthy and President Biden recently met at the White House, and McCarthy was abundantly clear that he told the president that Social Security and Medicare is off the table. That is not something that they're looking to cut, especially when we're talking about debt limit. Other areas of budgetary cuts are certainly up for consideration, but those are not one of them. And look, there were other areas where, Republicans were frustrated with the president with regard to being tough on China, as well as his handling of the border crisis. But again, these are issues that can be debated outside of the State of the Union. And look, I think that the president made some extremely good points on what he sees as accomplishments. But the problem is, the American people don't feel that. We see 40% of Americans feel like they are financially worse since he took office, 40% approval rating, and a large number of Democrats, 6 in 10, do not want President Biden to run for re-election. So while he may say things are good, the American people don't seem to be feeling that.
And yeah, speaking,
can I just jump in, Scott, for a second? I think it's we all focus on the theatrics, and I understand why. But I do think it's important to just 1 second on his message. The basic message last night was, hey, guys, we did a lot together in the last 2 years, and we can do a lot together in the next 2 years. If, as he said, if we consider the fact that we are not enemies, we are fellow Americans, and fighting for the sake of fighting doesn't get us anywhere. That message, I think, is an important message for everybody, not a partisan message. It's one I was glad to hear.
Yeah. Well, sending that message and also, as you say, kind of setting the trap, maybe both can be true. Today, the president is selling his speech at a labor union event in Wisconsin. Alice, how much was class politics on display last night? And when it comes to blue-collar voters, which party do you think has the edge?
Look, I think the speech last night was a trial balloon for what issues will resonate as he goes out to sell this agenda to the American people. And look, I heard the president talk about what he plans to do with regard to helping people across America, really giving a shout out to the progressive wing of the Democratic Party by saying that everyone will pay their fair share. But when American people are struggling with heating oil and the price of eggs, it was really off the mark when he was talking about resort fees and airline baggage fees. Those kind of issues are not what has people up at night. So some of the areas that he focused on were right on for the heartbeat of America, but other areas on the economic front were really off mark.
You know, I want to go to the response now from Republican Sarah Huckabee Sanders, governor of Arkansas. She served as press secretary, we all remember, to President Trump. And she noticed she's the youngest governor, whereas Joe Biden is the oldest president ever.
I'm the first woman to lead my state. And he's the first man to surrender his presidency to a woke mob that can't even tell you what a woman is.
She talked about an America that's been destroyed, freedom under attack, about never surrendering, children being indoctrinated. She said choice is no longer between left and right. It's between normal and crazy, crazy being the Democrats. I want just very quickly from you both, is this what you expected?
If I can start, I've known Sarah for 20 years. I worked for her father in the governor's office. I worked on two presidential campaigns with Governor Sanders, and she was the perfect voice to show that we need a generational change in American politics and making the point that the president's policies with regard to the economy and the border are not working. And she hammered home the feeling that many Republicans feel that this president, given his age and his record, he is, as she said, quote, unfit to serve as commander-in-chief.
Bill?
I'll just add, I think it was exactly what we would expect from Sarah Huckabee. Nothing new, but I do give her credit for having the best line of the night. The best line of the night that summed up the entire evening was the American people saw last night that the choice today is no longer between right and left. It's between normal and crazy. And we saw the crazy in Marjorie Taylor Greene, and we saw Kevin McCarthy unable to control his own caucus last night. Thank you, Sarah, for pointing out exactly what's going on in the Republican Party today.
Again, that Democratic strategist, Bill Press, we shouldn't mention. Let's talk about George Santos. Before the State of the Union address last night, two Republicans got into a dust-up. We saw a little bit on the screen. Senator Mitt Romney told New York Congressman George Santos that Santos shouldn't be up front, that he should be in the back row, presumably for lying about his record. And Romney spoke about it afterwards.
He says he, you know, that he embellished his record. Look, embellishing is saying you got an A when you got an A minus. Lying is saying you graduated from a college you didn't even attend. And he shouldn't be in Congress.
Santos tweeted back that Romney would never be president. Alice, is George Santos turning into a longer-term liability on the GOP balance sheet?
He is, and I'm thankful that McCarthy has asked for an ethics investigation to look into all of the lies of his past. And he, in my view, is a character of Leonardo DiCaprio in Catch Me If You Can. Lie after lie after lie. And he does have no business in Congress. Unfortunately, the people of his district voted for him, and there's a process to get him out. But clearly, the most important thing is for him to step away and another Republican to take a seat.
Romney's absolutely right. Kevin McCarthy can get rid of him tomorrow if he wanted to.
Thank you both. That's Bill Press. He's a Democratic strategist. Alice Stewart, a Republican strategist. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.